Shop the Menards Day Sale for endless savings on appliances for your home. Menards carries the biggest names in appliances. So spin, rinse, and roll your clothes in a washing machine that saves water. Pair it with a GE Energy Star dryer that reduces drying temperature to save energy costs. Not enough? Shop online to find more savings on an even bigger selection. Visit a Menards store today for deals on appliances, decor, paint, and more.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe
it. Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury, which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
AutoZone. Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use that promo code Chicago and you will play for free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago right now for your free entry at DraftKings.com.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. John Lester in total control as the Cubs are trying for their sixth straight win. They lead down in St. Louis over the Cardinals 3-1. That game is now moved to the eighth inning. Lester did give up one run on two hits in the very first inning. He has not allowed a hit since. He's retired 20 of the last 21 hitters. The Cubs, by the way, have 11 hits so far on the afternoon. Anthony Rizzo and Tommy La Stella with RBI doubles back in the first inning. Dexter Fowler with a run scoring single in the second. As the Cubs are trying for their second straight series sweep, they lead the Cardinals 3-1. That game now in the eighth inning. The White Sox and the Indians later this evening from U.S. Cellular. Jeff Samardzija goes against Josh Tomlin. Meanwhile, in pro football, it was a little more than the one-week estimate by the Bears, but Alshon Jeffrey finally returned to the practice field today, though in a limited capacity with his calf injury. Also limited today, up in Lake Forest, John Bostic, Eddie Royal, and Marquise Wilson, with Sam Acho and Tracy Porter being held out. But Eddie Goldman and Jimmy Clausen were both a full go. So was Jared Allen, who doesn't want to hear all the negative predictions about how bad this Bears team might be this season.
And we're 0-0. Everybody's got a shot. That's the cool part about the NFL. Every year stands on its own 2 feet, and you got a chance. You know, you build off any success you had in the past. You remember that, and then anything that bad happens, you use that as motivation to correct. So it's week one against the Green Bay Packers here in Chicago. I mean, if you can't get excited for that game, we're in the wrong business.
Meanwhile, in hockey, more news today regarding Patrick Kane, as TV station WIVB in Buffalo says settlement talks have indeed started with the two sides far apart. And Commissioner Gary Bettman said today, quote, "It's unfortunate and a terrible thing, and that the NHL will watch the process play out." Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin summer clearance event. It's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
They teach these techniques, Zach. Hammer technique and spill technique.
You want to own the point of attack. I think that's the easiest way to describe that mumbo jumbo that I just heard, but yes.
Bear order for WBBM.
Here's Zach Zaidman.
This is the Score, right?
No, it's News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Zach Zaidman.
Man, those guys keep helping you out with some big catches. I mean, the degree of difficulty with both of them.
So you're saying I'm not throwing it very well?
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 303 Chicago's Best Radio 670 The Score. We spent a lot of time on Boers and Bernstein talking about the Bears, and we'll continue.
Let's get some information as well as opinions. Zach Zaidman is up at House Hall in Lake Forest. He is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, we have an actual injury report?
We do have an actual injury report. Yay. The most important thing that you probably want to know, have we seen Alshon Jeffrey on a football field for the first time since August 12th? And the answer, yes. He was out there in limited fashion as he tries to come back from a calf injury. And yesterday there was that report that perhaps his contract status may play a role on in regards to his Sunday status, but Alshon shot that down in emphatic fashion today.
My contract situation got nothing to do with it. Take care of yourself. I mean, I wasn't practice because I'm injured. I mean, like I said, a calf, if you ever had a calf injury, any of you guys, you would know.
And I went back to him afterwards and asked him exactly, does that mean that the report is false? He said it's false, totally not true, the words that he used, and said that he and Ryan Pace are good.
I'm not surprised about that. I think it's sort of, Zach, the thing is that, I mean, I know the football players, tough guys, and you want to be a tough guy and you want to play no matter what's wrong. But in his case, I mean, I don't doubt his injury. So I think there's a little bit of foolishness that would be attached to try to get him out there if he's not fully healed, particularly with a leg injury playing wide receiver.
Right, and that's something that you have to keep in mind. You may not see him Sunday. We don't know.
I don't expect to.
But it's not going to be because of the contractual situation.
No, right.
It'll be because the calf is an injury that can linger. Dan would know. He's into the medicals. And
no, I don't. He's never discussed the calf. And right there, Alshon said, have you ever had one? You know what it feels. I have not.
I have not either, but they say that it's something that if you don't take care of it properly, it doesn't go away. And if you remember, last year is a good example for Alshon Jeffrey. You know, he had a hamstring injury that initially became a problem in the season opener against Buffalo, and it lingered the entire year. And I don't think Jeffrey was ever the same player. You know, those unbelievable catches that he made his first couple of years in the league, you did not see that. There were a lot more drops last season, I think in large part because he wasn't the same player physically that he was over his first couple of seasons in the National Football League.
And John Fox had expressed a desire to figure out why the soft tissue injuries kept occurring, and it was something that they thought was needed addressing. That is it conditioning? Is it something that their trainer could handle in this regime? I don't know, but they were certainly aware of a collegiate history with these things too.
Yeah, and they did bring in a new trainer from the San Francisco 49ers by the name of Nate Bresky. He has a new age type of thinking in regards to this stuff. And, you know, I've heard Matt Forte, who is as in tune as anyone in the National Football League is to recovery and taking care of his body. And he's spoken very highly of Bresky, the new trainer. And they also did bring a dietitian and a sports scientist by the name of Jen Gibson. She had previously worked with the Canadian Olympic team and the U.S. Olympic team. So they've changed their methods of training. We'll see if it results in people being able to stay on the field when it counts during the regular season. Now, I do want to get to the defense, though, because I'm going to give you a number of little treats today, including a Vic Fangio Pernell McPhee montage, which is coming up in mere moments. But first,
teasing me, you're playing with me.
Yeah, you're gonna like it. You are gonna hear things from Pernell. And by the way, respect Pernell. That's my tease. Respect Pernell as we get to his montage coming up in just a little bit. But in regards to Fangio, just to give you an idea of what he's facing in trying to rebuild the Bears defense.
A lot.
This is as honest of a soundbite as you will hear from any member of the new Bears coaching staff this season.
Well, it's a challenge. Obviously, when you know they've been pretty bad here for two straight years defensively. You know, we've made some changes, but that's an ongoing process. It's not an overnight thing. You just have to keep building week to week, you know, not look at the season as a whole, but look at it one game at a time, one series at a time, one play at a time, and just try and make your strides as you go.
And that's the reality of the situation.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is what people know. From a number standpoint.
He speaks English.
Yeah, from a number standpoint.
Fox.
Well, Fox comes from a military family, so you never want your enemy to find out all the clues.
Military family.
What military?
It's all a problem.
Trips where I'm supposed to be. I don't know. You know.
My ass fell in a hat. No. I don't know. Okay, well, that's fine, though. So, but I like Vic. See, I already like him.
Did you say my ass fell in a hat?
Yes.
Oh.
I believe that's what he said. Wasn't that what Fox didn't say that?
I have
he
not.
He will.
I've heard him say a lot, and that has not been anything that's come out of his
will.
Mouth.
He will.
Perhaps.
Zach,
I mean,
give
could,
it time.
Could be a long season. Anyway, in yes. regards to Fangio, a lot's been made of the fact that while he was the defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers, including postseason play, the 49ers were 4-0 against the Packers, who are quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers. But there's this mistaken notion, I think, that Aaron Rodgers was shut down in those games, and that's not true. They won because they were able to run the ball, and Colin Kaepernick actually looked like the good Colin Kaepernick in those games against the Packers defense. But Rodgers has a passer rating average against the Vic Fangio San Francisco defenses of 96.3. He has 8 touchdown passes and just